Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Welcome to our Word and Prayer Wednesday edition, February 17, 2021.
Magandang gabi po muli sa inyong lahat. And belated happy Valentine's Day.
Yes, kamusta po ang inyong quarantined Valentine's date?
Oo, wala ka halos mapuntahan.
Marami pa rin lumabas, no? Pero kakaiba ang celebration ngayon.
Oh,
nasa bahay.
Lumabas kami nung Sunday pagkatapos ng ating worship, tapos yung alab, ano? Tinangka po namin maghanap ng makakainan. Kaya lang hindi po kami nagtagumpay sapagkat hindi po pinapayagan si AB, yung aming 10-year-old, soon to be 11, youngest daughter. So, nalulungkot po
yes.
siya. Pero, nag-take out na lang kami noong Valentine's Day. Yeah.
Right. Tuloy pa din ang araw ng mga puso at selebrasyon ng pag-ibig ng Diyos kahit na anong panahon dahil ang pag-ibig ng Diyos ay worth celebrating. Yes, that's all we need and that's all we have to live in this life. So, praise God for celebrating Hearts Day, remembering first and foremost that God loves us and His love is worth sharing as well. Kaya ngayong gabi na ito, pag-uusapan pa rin natin ang patungkol sa pag-ibig, pag-iibigan sa pamilya, pag-iibigan ng mag-asawa at ng mga magulang sa anak sa magulang. Subalit, ano ang talagang magbibigay ng kabuluhan, meaning, and legacy in this kind of love that we have.
Dapat daw ang magsig-irog ay hindi lang nagtititigan eh. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun? Kundi sila ay mayroong iisang tinitingnan.
Wow!
Ayan. Hindi right. yung sila lang dalawa, umiikot ang mundo sa kanilang dalawa. Walang ginawa kundi magsulyapan, magtitigan. Kundi meron silang tinatahak, meron silang tinitingnan na isang
yes.
pupuntahang direksyon
yes.
o isang napakahalagang misyon. No? Na yun ang nagtatagni ng kanilang puso. Lalim.
Yes.
Yung nagbibigkis ng puso kasi nga iisa yung kanilang pupuntahan.
So that makes our love relationships, no, worth the journey to.
Yes.
Kasi hindi lang tayo nag-journey with the blessings, with the joy and happiness being together, pero nag-journey tayo na meron tayong papupuntahan, patutunguhan, at yun ang pag-aaralan natin ngayong gabi. Ano mm-hmm. talaga ang pinaka layunin? Bakit tayo pinagtagpo ng Diyos?
Mm-hmm.
Bakit tayo may tinatawag na relasyon?
Mm-hmm.
At marriage and parenting. Saan ba talaga? Para saan ba ito? So, sumama po kayo sa amin at atin mm-hmm. po itong tatalakayin ngayong gabi from the Word of God.
Mm-hmm. At pakita natin na marriage is not the end in itself.
Yes.
Marriage is God's way of transforming us to be more like Jesus. Narinig ko yung isang pari na nagkasal siya eh. At ang sabi niya eh, ang babaeng ito ay ibinigay sa iyong regalo ng Diyos para sa iyong kabanalan. At ito namang lalaking ito binibigay sa iyo babae para ikaw ay maging banal din. So part ng discipleship yung ating marriage, at hindi lang yun. Dapat marriage with a mission.
Yes, so yeah. We will get to know our purpose in marriage, our purpose in parenting,
mm-hmm.
our yun nga, eternal purpose no, na binigay ng Panginoon sa atin. Kaya maganda na magkasalong buhay po tayo ngayong gabi. Pray muna tayo siguro pa.
Oo nga.
Yeah.
Tama. Let's welcome the presence of God. Sige, Mama, can you lead us in prayer?
Let us all together pray. Hallelujah, God, we honor you tonight. We thank you for visiting us, for coming, Lord, and we recognize that apart from you, we can do nothing. And Lord, tinatagubilin po namin sa iyo ang aming mga buhay, ang oras na pagsasaluhan namin. Ang bawat salita na mamumutawi sa aming mga labi ay iyo pong pagpalain at maging binhi po ito ng buhay na magbibigay meaning, purpose sa aming buhay pamilya, buhay mag-asawa. At dalangin po namin dito sa Crossroads Church, maging mga kasama po namin, joining with us, Lord, in family discipleship. May you find us really, Lord God, pleasing right before your eyes. Mm-hmm. And may we stand before you worthy of your calling. This is our prayer and worship in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Yeah.
All right.
So thank you for sharing your the good traits of your family. And
yes,
we want to celebrate.
Celebrate.
And thank God and for all these good traits. Ano? And yes. Offer natin yan sa Panginoon. At ipagamit natin yan. Kagaya nito mag-asawa na ating pag-uusapan. No? At we'll just share ito pong couple of blessing na ito. Sino ba itong couple of blessing na ito? Itong couple of blessing na ito ay si Aquila and Priscilla. No? Sila po ay mag-asawa. No, akala ko nung una yung Aquila babae din eh. Kasi pangalang babae. Pero lalaki po si Aquila at si Priscilla naman yung babae. At sila yes. po ay couple of blessings.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Bakit sila naging couple of blessings nga? Tingnan natin sa Acts chapter 18 verse 1 to 3. Ayan. Babasahin ni Pastora Sintas.
Okay, let us read the word. After this, Paul left Athens and went to Corinth. There he met a Jew named Aquila, a native of Pontus, who had recently come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because Claudius had ordered all Jews to leave Rome. Paul went to see them, and because he was a tent maker as they were, he stayed and worked with them. Yeah, God bless the reading of his words.
Yeah. So dito sila unang na-introduce. Sa Acts chapter 18 verses 1 to 3. Sila po ay mag-asawa, Italian Jew.
Wow.
Oo.
Ganda ng lahi mo.
Kasi nasa Roma po kami, talagang yung mga Italian ano ay mga magaganda at mga gwapo. Ano po? Pero hindi lang sila Italian, sila ay Jew mismo.
Okay.
Na naka-base sa Rome. Unfortunately, they were ejected from Rome dahil sa utos ni Claudius. At dahil doon, yung rejection na yon, no, ay nauwi sa pagtatagpo ni Paul. At yun na naging dahilan kung bakit nakakilala sila. Kasi pareho sila ng trade. They were both tent makers, businessmen. Yeah.
Parang hindi na rin surprising, no? Parang wala naman sinabi na was Paul who parang walang yung pagtatagpo nila, parang kilala nila na rin yung isa't isa. Mm-hmm. Maybe because of the business as tent makers.
Mm-hmm.
Pero may nagsabi ng isang commenta ko sa isa sa commentaries na si Aquila ay maybe one of the 70 disciples of Jesus.
Yeah, hindi malayo.
So, ang galing, no? So, nung time na yun nga, namatay na si Jesus, nabuhay na muli. So from, yun, siguro from Jerusalem, because he was a Jew, nag-migrate sila sa Italy. And anyway, yung kanilang point of contact, no, ay pagiging tent makers. Both Paul, Aquila, and Priscilla.
Mm-hmm. Hindi naman sinabi dito na si Paul na nag-share ng gospel sa kanila.
Yes.
So most probably, talagang bunga din ng persecution, they come together as Christians na, no? And they stay together and work together as tent makers.
So nagkakita na sila sa Corinth, no? And for 1.5 years nagminister si Paul doon together with this couple.
Mm-hmm.
So na-establish yung church sa Corinth for 1.5 years. Yan. Mm-hmm. Ngayon nung dumating naman na yung ministry nila sa Corinth, mayroon daw dumating na isang pangalan, ang laki na itong pangalan ay Apollos.
Mm-hmm.
Siya ay disciple naman ni John the Baptist. No?
Mm-hmm.
So he was teaching, no, along. So sabi niya sa Acts 18:24-26. Basahin ko na lang.
Sige.
Meanwhile, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, came to Ephesus. He was a learned man with a thorough knowledge of the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and he spoke with great fervor and taught about Jesus accurately. Though he knew only the baptism of John, he began to speak boldly in the synagogue. When Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they invited him to their home and explained to him the way of God more adequately. So dito naman makita natin yung characteristics ni Aquila and Priscilla. So nakakita sila ng kakaibang kumbaga beliefs, no? Or yun, si Apollos meron siyang ibang doctrine or hanggang dun lang siya sa doctrine of repentance ni John the Baptist. Pero makita natin si Aquila and Priscilla na talagang in their hospitality, no? They invited Apollos to their home. And then ayun, no? Sabi doon, tinuruan ni Aquila and ni Priscilla si Apollos about the doctrines of the death and resurrection of Jesus. So amazing po ang mag-asawa na ito. They know the word, they know the truth, and they stand, no, by the truth. And then nagkaroon ng pagkakataon, talagang gently and full of hospitality, talagang pinaliwanagan nila si Apollos. Mm-hmm. And they were able to be partners in the ministry.
Mm-hmm. Si Apollos kasi galing sa Alexandria. Graduate siya siguro ng University of Alexandria. Kaya magaling siyang mag-preach. Magaling po siya. At maraming very popular na speaker si Apollos. In fact, crowd drawer itong si Apollos. Kaya lang, limited lang yung alam niya about the kingdom of God. So, nahinto lang kay John the Baptist. Meron ding konti kay Jesus Christ, but the Holy Spirit was never introduced kay Apollos. Kaya napaka humble din itong mag-asawa, no, kasi hindi nila tinuring na itong si Apollos ay kakompetensya, no, o kaya mas magaling ito, baka mawalan kami ng disciple, parang ganun, no. Walang ganun, kundi nakita nila na magaling ang lalaking ito at malaki ang potential niya, pero may kulang. Ang maganda sa spirito nito mag-asawa na to, they were willing to serve Apollos, minister to him. And dahil grounded sila sa salita ng Diyos, si Aquila and Priscilla, nagabayan nila ng maigi itong si Apollos para maituwid yung medyo konting kakulangan, no, at mga siguro may mga mali sa mga tinuturo ni Apollos. But Apollos, on the other hand, is also humble enough to admit na, oo nga, may kulang nga. At naging maganda yung kanilang partnership.
And siguro dahil din sa spirit of being disciple, no, ng Aquila and Priscilla, natuto talaga sila sa teachings ni Paul.
Mm-hmm.
No, and they became confident and yet, no, humble, as you have said. So makita natin si Aquila and Priscilla, they were friends to Paul. But at the same time, no, they allowed themselves to become disciples of Paul eventually sa loob ng isang taon at kalahati sa Corinth.
Mm-hmm.
And then makita din natin yung discipleship spirit nila kasi nung nasa Corinth sila, tent maker sila eh. So nagbi-business sila, no? Pero sabi ni Paul, meron siyang pagtawag ng Panginoon sa Ephesus eh.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos isinama ni Paul si Aquila and Priscilla.
Sumama naman.
Makikita natin sa Acts chapter 18, na grabe talaga. They were so available, no, for the ministry. And madali silang sumama. So makita natin dito talaga yung togetherness ng husband and wife, Aquila and Priscilla, as disciples, no, of God through the leadership of Paul. Pag sinabi ni Paul na punta na tayo doon, sumama sila and they became pioneers, no, of Ephesus Church. Ayan. So, from being friends to Paul to becoming business partners marahil for 1.5 years in Corinth. And then yung 1.5 years na yon na-cultivate yung relationship sila through discipleship. And then there was one great encounter with Apollos, pero nandun pa din yung humility and confidence, no, na maitayuan nila yung right doctrine about death and resurrection of Jesus. And siguro they were able to win Apollos, no? At nagkasama-sama sila. And then, sabi dito, nung sinabi na ni Paul nga, napunta na ng Ephesus, nagulat ako, sumama si Aquila and Priscilla. Wala silang reservation. Business people sila eh. Mm-hmm. Siguro naka-establish na ni sila ng contacts nila sa quarries. Pero madali sa kanilang sumunod. Why? Because, yun eh, like Paul, di ba? Yung si Paul, yung mentor nila eh, talagang totally surrendered sa Panginoon eh. So, hindi malayo na nahawahan ng spirito, ng passion ni Paul, si Aquila and Priscilla. And we can see that, no, sumama sila right away sa Ephesus. At nag-start sila all over again. At ang maganda doon, when they arrive in Ephesus, doon mismo sa bahay ni Aquila and Priscilla, nagkaroon ng church.
Mm-hmm. Yun. Oh, magandang lesson ito sa atin kasi kita mo, this is a family on a mission.
Yes.
No, totoo po 'yun. Our first ministry is family. Pero paalaala po sa atin na hindi naman our only ministry is the family. Kasi may mga pagkakataon na may mga Kristiyano na ang kanilang mundo ay umiikot na lang sa kanilang pamilya, umiikot sa kanilang negosyo, wala nang puwang sa kanilang puso ang maglingkod, no? O maging available kung saan man sila tawagin ng Panginoon. Ang mahalaga sa kanila ay masaya kami, kumakain ng maayos, nakapag-aaral ng maigi ang mga bata, no? Hanggang doon na lang. Kumikitang negosyo, no, hanggang doon na lang. Eh yung maglingkod, parang wala sa bokabularyo, no? So dito nakita po natin na posible pala na ang isang pamilya ay masaya hindi lamang sa negosyo nila at sa kanilang pagsasama bilang pamilya, kundi masaya at makabuluhan din ang buhay dahil sa kanilang pakikiisa. No, sa kaharian ng Diyos, sa paghahatid ng mabuting balita, no, sa kung saan man sila dali ng Panginoon. So that's really, I think, the best quality nitong si Aquila and Priscilla. Although walang binanggit kung may mga anak sila sa Bible, no, mukhang sila lang mag-asawa. And of the 6 times na binanggit yung pangalan nitong mag-asawa na ito, 2 beses, una yung pangalan ni Aquila. And then, 4 na beses, mas nauna yung pangalan ni Priscilla. No, may mga nagtatanong, bakit daw sa billing, eh parang mas nauna pa si Priscilla kesa sa kay Aquila? Sabi ng iba, dahil daw siguro yung personality ni Priscilla ay ano, medyo dominant or mas flamboyant, mas, alam mo yun, mas sanguine, ganyan. O mas personable kaysa kay Aquila. Pero mayroong isang commentator nagsabi na kasi yun daw mga, yung pamilya daw, yung si Priscilla daw ay pinanganak sa isang marangyang pamilya. So kilala ang lahi nitong sila Priscilla. In fact, parang nga may royal blood pa eh, itong sila Priscilla. Kaya doon sa mga lugar na napupuntahan nila, kilalang kilala si Priscilla. Kaya unang nababanggit yung kanyang pangalan kasi nga because of being famous. Hindi ko lang alam kung saan kilala si Priscilla, pero yun ang sabi ng mga commentators. It's a good thing na ano, we know our purpose in life and yes, purpose as a family. Not just to be happy, not just to be safe, not just to be, ano, alam mo yun, yung bang secure, no, at ang future natin ay bright. Hindi lamang po 'yon ang tawag ng Panginoon sa atin. Yes, the Lord wants to bless us, but he wants us to be a blessing. So as families, let's be like Aquila and Priscilla, no? A couple of blessings. So anong
okay, so yun po, kita natin yung specialness ng couple na ito in terms of pursuing their purpose and fulfilling their purpose in the Lord. Maganda po na nakita rin natin na may pagkatawag ang ating pamilya. Dinisenyo tayo ng Diyos to become fruitful, no? And to lead and to have dominion. So, in whatever area na pagkatawag sa atin ng Panginoon. So, maganda rin po na tayo mga magulang habang lumalaki ang mga anak natin, namumulat din po sila sa mga pagkakataon na pwede silang makapaglingkod sa Panginoon. At hindi lamang po sila na gigising sa routines of life na ang buhay ay may pamilya, dapat mong mahalin, tingnan, respetuhin ang mga magulang, and then mag-aral kang mabuti to earn good grades so that when you earn good grades, magkakatrabaho ka and everything. So, iikot lang doon. Mm-hmm. Pero as they grow up, maganda po na imumulat na po natin sila that may mga pagkakataon na pwede silang mag-serve, pwede silang mag-pray, pwede silang mag-encourage ng kanilang mga kalaro. So, in that way, yung parenting natin, na-impart natin po doon yung spirituality na being intentional in discipleship. Sa husband and wife, kagaya ni Aquila and Priscilla, they are one, no? Makita natin na maliit lang yung text or anim na beses lang sila binanggit sa Bible, pero nag-iwan sila ng legacy. Mm-hmm. Na yun nga, they were good friends to Paul, they were good disciples to Paul, of Paul, and good teachers then of the Word of God. They handled the Word of God correctly, properly, and grabe din, no, yung movement nila. Hindi nakikita nila na temporal lang yung journey dito. Pagka sinabi ni Lord na move na kayo dito, they will move. And yun nga, and eventually naging church ang kanilang bahay sa Ephesus. They became pioneers of God's work. So, siguro anong magka-qualify, no, para ikaw ay maging couple of blessings. So, yun, kagaya ni Aquila and Priscilla, they are disciples of the Lord. At nagpatuloy po ang kanilang pagbibuild ng household of faith, no? From Paul, kasi si Paul tumira sa kanila sa Corinth. Eh. Tapos, nung lumipat na sila papunta na ng Ephesus, si Timothy naman ang naging pastor. Kasi si Paul ay nakulong sa Rome. Mm-hmm. So, imagine mo yun, no? Talagang ang dami rin nilang naranasan na changes. Yung mentor nila, pastor nila, si Paul, no, ay talagang nakulong sa Rome. So, naiwan sila sa Ephesus, pero naging pastor si Timothy. At ang sabi dun sa 2 Timothy 4:19, yung sulat ni Paul kay Timothy, "Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus." Makita po natin dito na si Timothy naman ang inaalagaan ni Aquila and Priscilla as their pastor. So, yung hospitality po ng mag-asawa na ito ay nagtuloy-tuloy. So, we see the qualities of Aquila and Priscilla's husband and wife. They work and serve the Lord together. They study the Word of God and explain the doctrines, no, to Apollos. And they are both disciples willing to go where Paul goes, from Corinth to Ephesus. They open their home for Paul and make it as a life group center. And eventually became a church. And their hospitality continued on from Paul to Timothy. So, dyan, matindi, kilala si Aquila and Priscilla. Mm-hmm. Yan.
Ganda, no? Kasi kita mo rin na inalagaan din pala nila si Timothy, no? So, wala man siguro silang biological children. But their influence and impact in the life of Timothy, no, eh talagang significant. Kaya isang reminder po sa atin, sometimes parents are asking the question, bakit kaya yung mga anak ko hindi nagsiserve sa Lord? Bakit kaya? Siguro tanongin muna natin sarili natin, tayo ba nagsiserve? Kasi what one generation neglects, the next generation rejects. Kung nakikita ng mga bata na si tatay, si nanay ay hindi naman nagsiserve sa Lord, So sila rin, ganun din ang kanilang magiging damdamin. No?
Pwede pala.
Hindi nila i-value yung paglilingkod sa Panginoon kasi eh, kitang-kita naman kay nanay at kay tatay na hindi naman sila naglilingkod. Although sinasabi nila na Christian sila. No? Na sila ay uma-attend ng cross world. Ganun. Eh, pero dahil hindi value, hindi nakikita sa mga magulang ang paglilingkod sa Panginoon, so naturalmente, yung mga bata, mga anak natin, wala po tayong aasahan. No, hindi po natin yan pwedeng hatakin. Mas sila po ay nakamasid sa ating ginagawa kesa pa nakikinig sa ating mga sinasabi. You know, example is powerful. Yung halimbawa natin bilang mga magulang, yan po ang kanilang ginagaya. Higit pa sa sermon na kanilang narinig mo na po sa atin. Kaya kapag kayong mag-asawa, parehong involved sa ministry, that's powerful.
I remember yung kwento ni Pastor John na in the ancient times, no, in the church history, parang yung mga pamilya, of course, may mga anak sila na papasok sa university.
Mm-hmm.
So they prayed and they planned, no, where university kaya nila papapasukin yung mga anak nila. Of course, ganun din tayo, di ba? Sa Ambes University, anong course. Pero the major factor ng kanilang planning at ng kanilang praying para sa ang university is sa ang university pwedeng ma-share si Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Sa ang university, makakapaglingkod ang aking mga anak sa Panginoon. Pero hindi nila yung isi-send ng walang agreement between the parents and the children.
Mm-hmm.
So, ganun daw lumaganap ang Christianity. Ganun naging on fire mga tao noon. Yung revival talaga,
yeah.
Grabe, na halos buong mundo ay nasaturate ng gospel because ganun ka masidhi. The top priority of the families before is to advance the kingdom of God, to be yung part of the kingdom, movers ng Panginoon. So, ngayon sa panahon natin talagang, though, yan nga, kagaya sa prophecy, no, in the last days, people will be godless. Pero hindi tayo sasabay doon na dahil ganun na lang yung panahon, eh sige, tatanggapin na lang natin. Ang pinaka-challenge sa atin, since the world, people will be godless, sana hindi ako kasama doon.
Mm-hmm.
Sana manatili akong tapat at manatili ako on fire and revive sa Panginoon at patakpuan tayo ng Panginoon on fire for Him. So how do we do that? Yung sinasabi ni Pastor Ann, na isama natin ang ating pamilya na Jesus is the first in my personal walk, in my personal time, Jesus is the first. In my family, Jesus is the first.
Amen.
In my marriage, in my parenting, in my studies, Jesus is the first. Ano po ibig sabihin nun? Ano yung sinasabi ni Lord sa'yo? Paano mo siya sinusunod sa panahon mo, sa edad mo, sa calling mo? At yun po yun. Hindi, first is my God, and then second is my family, then third, no, hindi mo gagawin na by sequence ang iyong priorities. Kung hindi, in everything, Jesus is the first and number one. So, sa iyong pag-aaral, how is Jesus becoming number one in your marriage? So yun nga po, anong ebidensya? Ang evidence is we serve Him.
Mm-hmm.
Ang evidence is we pursue and follow Him. That's the evidence of prioritizing Jesus.
Ang galing, ano?
Right?
Ganda nung kinuwento mo. Parang panahon niya tayo ng revival, ano? Nila Charles Finney, nila Jonathan Edwards, no? Nung time ng revival na yan, nila John Wesley, talagang nakakatuwa na yung mga bata din, bukod sa parents, yung mismo mga bata ang nagpe-pray na saan kayang university ako papasok para makapag-share ako ng gospel.
Yes.
Anong university yung pinaka kailangan ako, no, so that there will be a witness for Jesus. Hindi yung ano ba yung university yung gusto ko o yung makakatulong sa akin para sa career ko. It's not that, eh. But it's more of advancing the kingdom of God. And we pray that we'll be able to raise up young people, no, who have the same passion and who have the same heart. No, na asking God, Lord, saan mo ba ako gusto na university? Hindi yung kung saan ko gusto. Parang dun sa kwento, si Pastor John ba nagkwento? Pastor John.
Ay, Pastor Paul.
Ah, Pastor Paul. Ah, Pastor Paul, oo, tama. Oo. At talagang, yun nga, kapag ka yung university ay Christian school na, parang, ah, hindi ko na papasukin yan. Yung university na yan, yung college na yan, kasi ang dami ng Christian dyan eh. What a challenge and what a way, you know, to follow the Lord.
And siguro yun nga, parang become intentional, no? Parang ganito rin. When we enter into work, career, development, parang why? You always ask the question, why is this work? Why is this place? Bakit dito? Bakit itong lugar na to? Bakit itong trabaho na to? So unless we have a sense of purpose, and the purpose is really glorifying God and advancing His kingdom, yun lang talaga makapagbibigay po sa atin ng totoong nagtatagal na meaning sa buhay. Because even when we earn much, when we earn a lot, no, yung pera nauubos eh. Mm-hmm. At yung katawan mo napapagal. At yung edad mo tumatanda. Pero ang dulo ng lahat, wala kang nadala bagay, kaluluwa na magtatagal pagpakailanman sa langit. So, this is family discipleship, mga kapatid.
Yeah.
And though kami rin po ay may mga anak, no? And we are really seeking the Lord in His grace, in His mercy, na talagang mai-establish din ang mga bata in the fear of the Lord, in His righteousness, at sila mismo ay makatugon sa tawag ng Panginoon. That in whatever area they are in, they are called to, doon nila maipaglingkod ang buong buhay nila.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi dahil kami ay pastor, magpapastor din sila para makapaglingkod sa Panginoon. They have their own callings. And sana yung calling na yun ay maipaglingkod nila sa Panginoon. Because we believe that the impact, no, of serving the Lord lasts forever. Mm-hmm. And that's the greatest thing.
Amen.
So back to the story of Aquila and Priscilla.
So paano kaya tayo maging kagaya ni Aquila at ni Priscilla? Tingnan natin ano nga ba mama magandang dapat gawin.
Okay, so what does it take to be like Aquila and Priscilla as a blessing, as a couple of blessing? Number one, face the hard times together. Mm-hmm. So remember, bakit sila napunta sa Corinth from Italy? Kaya sila napunta doon sa Corinth is because of the persecution ng mga Christians. Pero primarily, it's because Aquila was a Jew. No? Talagang ayaw ni Claudius na merong mga Hudyo sa Roma. Mm-hmm. Kaya pinaalis po sila. Pero hindi sila naghiwalay doon. Together as husband and wife, they face the hard times together. Walang iwanan.
Mm-hmm.
And same, no, when Paul was captured, arrested, and imprisoned sa Rome naman, nasa Ephesus naman sila, tinulong naman sa Rome si Paul. So naiwan sila mag-isa, dalawa as a couple, in the ministry. So ang hirap na, wala kang pastor, no? Pero they stood together and they faced the hard times together, and lo and behold, grabe po, nagtuloy ang kanilang buhay bilang pinagpala at pagpapala sa atin po ngayon.
Mm-hmm. Pangalawa is be a learner of God's Word. So, hindi po nagsawa ang mag-asawa na to na mag-aaral ng salita ng Diyos. Meron silang discipline of study, no? Discipline of growing deeper in the Word of God. Kasi kinakailangan talaga po yan. Nung dumating si Apollo sa kanilang buhay, ay talagang ginabayan nila sa pamagitan ng salita ng Diyos. So, ganun din kay Timothy. So in discipleship, it's so important to feed our disciples with the Word of God.
Number three is be a disciple. So find a Paul in your life. Find a mentor, no? Grabe, pagka meron tayong mentor, meron someone speaking into our lives, knowing that we are being prayed for, grabe talaga yung blessing yon. Pero higit sa lahat, ang goal ng mentorship, ang goal ng life group is not to be belonged, not to be part of the group, but to transform our lives. That's the goal. Nababagong buhay. Hindi pa pwede. Ang tagal-tagal natin sa life group, we're still the same people, no? Mm-hmm. But for Aquila and Priscilla, they changed. They transformed. Into what kind? Sabi doon, dati, disciples sila eh. 1.5 years sila sa Corinth. Pero pagdating sa Ephesus, naging pioneer sila. Binuksan nilang bahay nila at doon ginawa mismo ang gawain ng Panginoon sa kanila. So there was this transformation and promotion in terms of the ministry. So hindi lang sila yung laging pinifeed, pinapalakas, ini-encourage. Dumating ang panahon na sila din naman ang nag-encourage kay Timothy. Sila siguro ang nagtuturo kung paano i-keep, no, yung programming in the church, ministry in the church, at naging kaagapay sila ni Timothy. So, be a disciple, a growing disciple, a changing disciple, a disciple that is being transformed through an up-close and personal discipleship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Praise God. And then, open your home to God's work.
Yes.
No, although ngayon ay pwedeng-pwede na ito kasi nga you can open your home via Zoom.
Yes!
Kung hindi man possible na maging hospitable by opening our homes, we can open our phones, we can open our Zoom, we can open our social media platforms, no? And invite people into our lives.
Yes.
No? So that we can walk together. So, baga po yan na we are there.
Maganda yung sa daily office natin, week number 7. Sabi dun, kung paano mo daw ba talaga masasabi na you are maturing adult, no? You are growing. Na enjoy na enjoy ka sa presence ni Lord. Enjoy na enjoy ka sa salita ng Panginoon. Bless na bless ka, no? When you receive the Word of God. Pero sana, no, the more you enjoy the presence of God, you're also available to be present to people.
Mm-hmm.
Hindi pa pwede, you have the presence of God, pero you avoid people.
Mm-hmm.
So, it is a call for us. Yun nga, ganun din, na ngayon, quarantine tayo, pinauwi tayo sa ating tahanan, pinabalik tayo sa ating pamilya, damang-dama natin that we are one as a family, and we are happy that we are secured as a family. We are being fed, we are being provided as a family. Pero sana ngayon ding panahon na to, we can think of other families. Sino kaya yung families na nawala ng trabaho yung tatay nila, hanggang ngayon wala pa rin sila trabaho? Sino kaya yung kapitbahay namin na ganito? Sino kaya yung ganun? How can I help? How can we be of help to other families? So that is really opening your heart, your home to others and becoming sensitive, because first and foremost, God is with you and you commune with the Lord each day. And the great impact na magagawa mo to sa presence of God is to be present to others.
Yan. Oo. At connected din yung pangatlo, yung panglima. No, be hospitable at all times. Napakahalaga po nito, mga kapatid, na we can be there for people.
Yes.
No. Meron ngang isang conversations na sa Barna na sinabi doon na during this time of pandemic, you know, people need to hear your voice, not necessarily your words. Nag-isip ako noon nung sinabi yun eh. Parang they need to hear your voice, not necessarily your words. Anong ibig sabihin daw noon? Yung bang, sometimes we don't have the answer. No? Kagaya nitong pandemic na ito, wala naman talaga tayong sagot. Bakit nangyari? No? At sinong dapat sisihin? No? Kailan natatapos? Maraming tanong. Wala tayong sagot. Kung merong isang taong namatayan, hindi rin natin alam kung anong sasabihin natin bakit nangyari ito sa kanya. Pero alam mo yung marinig ang tinig mo, no, na nandun ka, ay meron ang tawag ni Jonathan Exiomo dyan eh, therapeutic presencing. No, sinasabi ko kanina mama na ano, you be present with people because that has a therapeutic effect. Yung maramdaman nila na hindi sila nag-iisa at nahandyan ka. No? At ang tinig mo ay narinig. No? Lalo sa panahon ito ng pandemic.
Yes, and that is our prayer for Crossworld. No? Beginning this month, February, we will begin to walk PDA with Jesus. And sakto-sakto yung mga paalala sa atin sa daily office na kagaya din ng sinabi ni Mother Teresa, no? Now, when she started, no, picking the dying, no, in Calcutta, Africa, India, sabi doon talagang grabe, hindi niya kaya gawin ang thousands of people in need. Pero meron siyang kataga na sinasabi, I can only love one person at a time. I can only love one person at a time. I can only feed one person at a time. Just one. No? You get closer to Christ by coming closer to each one. So this is our cry, our prayer for Crossworld. Alam mo, tama yun eh, na nandun tayo sa limiting situation. Dahil nga, para naka-face mask, naka-face shield. Pero grabe din naman, eh, no? When you go to the malls, andyan naman din ang mga tao. When you go to the transportation, grabe, nagsisiksika na rin ang mga tao. Nasaan ba yung limitation? Limitation is in the mind, di ba? Limitation is in the heart. Limitation is in the thoughts. And then sometimes, nagagamit nating excuse yung pandemic, nagagamit nating excuse yung situation natin ngayon, not to go out. Pero grabe, no? Pwede pala sa ibang means naman. At ngayon, ang ginagawa ng Diyos, mula dito sa Pilipinas, pwede ka makawin ng souls across nations. Pero still, the principle remains na napakalaki ng pangangailangan to preach the gospel. Napakalawak ng pangangailangan to save people. Pero still, tonight, no? We just like to become Aquila and Priscilla as husband and wife and as a daughter of God and as a son to the Lord, na talagang we begin to walk in Him in faithfulness, being a disciple to Him, and being nurtured by the Word, strengthened by the Word, so we can continue on the work of the Lord, being hospitable, opening our hearts to people, and just as Mother Teresa said, Lord, help me just love one person at a time. So, meron po kami gustong i-share sa inyo ngayon na challenge po natin.
Yan, ito yung My PDA Walk with Jesus. So, ano nga yung PDA?
Yan,
diba PDA? Normally pagka PDA, Public Display of Affection.
Yes.
Oo. Yung nagyayakapan. Pero hindi po yung ibig sabihin nito. Yung PDA po, ang ibig sabihin niyan, una yung P is Personal Revival. Ibig sabihin, yung daily walk mo with the Lord, your time with Him. And then, pangalawa, yung D ay divine appointment. Yung sensitibo ka sa mga binubuksang pintuan ng Diyos. Mga taong inilalapit niya sa iyo, divine appointment yon. At saka yung A, active obedience. Ibig sabihin nun, nag-pray ka na, inilapit na ng Diyos yung tao sa iyo, abay, kinakailangan namang umaksyon ka. At ibida mo naman si Jesus sa Kanya. Yan. Paano daw natin gagawin yan, ma?
Okay, so we need to pray. We need prayer each day. So pray for three people. Pray for three people. Na hindi naman natin maririnig yung salita ng Panginoon na puntahan mo si ganito, si ganyan. So from your contacts, from the people you influence, no, every day, bibigyan ka ng Panginoon ng burden. Look at the people, look at their eyes, and begin to pray for them. And then sabi doon, reach out to them. Reach out. So, paano ka ba mag-reach out? Pangangamusta? Pagpapadala ng pagkain? Ano pa ba? Yun. Pagsisend ng mga quotations, something like that. So, reach out, connect. And then, yun. Lead them to Jesus. Kapag nagkaroon ka na ng pagkakataon na maipanalangin mo siya, i-explain mo na sa kanya the way to salvation. Yun. Ikaw naman pa.
And then guide them to yearn for God's Word. Talagang ilalapit mo sila sa salita ng Diyos. Hindi sa iyong salita, kundi sa Biblia. And then welcome them to the fellowship. Huwag kang mahiyang mag-imbita.
At saka pag po may da-sharean po kayo, you can invite them to Crossroad Worship. Mm-hmm. Ayan. Hindi na po ngayon dahilan yung nasa Maynila sila, so hanap sila ng church na malapit sa kanila. Because mm-hmm. everything is done online, and we have our online ministry. So if you are from Crossroad, kindly invite them and introduce to them our Crossroad Worship.
Yes. So welcome them and then get them ready for the breakthrough.
Yes. Oh. Excite them that there's life in Jesus. Amen. And yon, hindi niya tayo dadagdagan ng buhay kasi wala tayong life. So He will give us life, and that life is a life that is abundant, overflowing. So excite them. Mm-hmm. So I just pray na kami po, we pray na ganito rin lalakaran din namin itong PDA na ito simula ngayon. At hindi siya matatapos sa February 28, kundi mm-hmm. the rest of our days, no, ay talagang we become sensitive to the leading of the Lord, to His words, to His direction, para po magawa natin ang kanyang kalooban, kagaya ni Aquila and Priscilla. Yet they were business people, no, yet they were disciples, still no, talagang willing sila na ma-move sila ng Panginoon from their comfort zones, talagang i-translate sila ng Panginoon into different occasions so that the glory of the Lord will be revealed in their lives and many will be established in the faith and many will get to know Jesus. This is family discipleship. This is our calling as husband and wife. More than the things we are being blessed by God, we become blessings to many. Mm-hmm. And as parents, more than giving blessings to our children, habang nag-aaral sila, yung mga anak din natin, they know how to bless the Lord through their acts of service as young as they are.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Let me share an incident last week. No, nung dinala ko po yung aking mga anak sa tennis court, no, ay pinaturuan ko po si Yalel saka si AB ng tennis kay Coach Archie, no. At habang sila po ay tinuturuan, iniisip ko na ako'y maglaro din, no. So habang pinanonood ko sa kanila, sila si AB, merong isang lalaki na naghihintay din na i-train ni Archie. Nakakwentuhan kami. At meron nang sinasabi ang Lord sa akin na divine appointment ko na to sa'yo. This guy is ready. So, sa awa po ng Panginoon at sa kanyang gabay, no, ay si Alex Chua, na nakilala ko last Monday, got to know the Lord. Ma-share ko po ang mabuting balita sa kanya. At tinanggap niya si Jesus sa kanyang puso bilang tagapagligtas. At ini-invite ko na po siya sa ating worship. In fact, invited ko na rin siya sa ating couples webinar na gagawin next week. So he's very much interested, no, and hungry. Very hungry for the Word of God. And I praise God for this divine appointment.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen.
So praise the Lord for what we have shared today from the Word of God. God has His appointment, no, with Paul, Aquila, and Priscilla. And at the end of their meeting, at the end of their friendship and business partnership, a church was established mm-hmm. in Corinth and in Ephesus. Mm-hmm. So, grabe po talaga. Hindi na sayang ang kanilang business together, hindi na sayang ang kanilang friendship. And yun masasabi nila, BFF sila, best friends forever. Because they will celebrate the goodness of the Lord sa kanilang ministry, sa kanilang business, when they get to heaven, when they see themselves to heaven. Mm-hmm. So ito po yung challenge na iniiwan natin ngayong gabi. More than anything else, let's leave a legacy, no, that really blesses more people beyond our families. And talagang mapulfill po natin ang ating pagkatawag bilang mga anak ng Diyos sa panahon na ito. Yan.
Amen. Amen.